just turning all our phones off. Just... We've started recording, you know.
Oh, sorry.
We have now. Should I have now?
Yeah. My bad. Sorry, Mark. I'm sorry. Someone was asking me about something completely meaningless, and I don't. I get focused. I get drawn into these.
You're easily distracted.
I am
you?
Very yeah. easily distracted, but I'm very busy, and I like to answer things as they come in immediately because otherwise they build up.
Yeah, you're right. You're like me. Get it done. Get it out of the way. Let's move on to the next thing. By the way, hello. Welcome to the Sunshine Radio podcast with myself, Mark Edwards, Lee Martin, director of Lakefest. Say hi.
Hello, Mark. Hello, people.
Hello, yeah. And Craig Teague as well, head of PR, stroke tickets, stroke wrangling people.
Pretty much, yeah. All things digital with Lakefest.
So. Yeah, that's it. Hello, you're the digital
BMXer and part-time stuntman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now let's talk about that first. BMXing, yeah.
Yeah, I used to be a professional BMX rider a few years ago, getting on a bit now. But yeah, always looked to do something outside of the office and the dreaded computer screen, which is where I spend
do
most
you do
of
backflips?
My time. Yeah, I do the backflips, yeah, I've done that at Lakefest.
And any times. any broken bones over the years?
Yeah, several.
Okay, yeah.
So
okay.
Looking after
not, not the nose.
Digital is much safer.
Not the nose, can I
website
just point out?
Website design safer.
Yeah, he's a handsome fella.
Unlikely, yeah, thanks for radio.
It's been a constant thorn in my side when I'm going out with Craig over the years. I've probably known him 10, 15 years. Yeah. Every time we go out, he always used to attract the most attractive females. It was very annoying being a...
Wingman.
Being a grey-haired, sort of an overweight little man with him, and it was always overlooked, and Craig would be there buying them drinks. Very, very upsetting,
the thing is,
actually.
I've got a mate who lives in Thailand now, but... he's sort of, if you like, he's kind of wealthy, shall we say, and sort of 55 or whatever. You know, he would like to sort of chat up a younger lady, and he would just go, if only they knew how much money he's got in the bank. But no. You know. So you're the wealthy sidekick.
Mate, I'm hardly wealthy. My word.
It's all invested, isn't it? It's all invested in Lakefest.
Yeah, it's been a. we are actually building something pretty special, which is really nice, because I do actually. Genuinely pinch myself, and I was saying something the other day, I don't really know how I landed here, because we're doing really well. My pubs and business, everything's going really well. We've survived COVID, we're in a really good place. I've got some amazing staff, I've got some really, really good people. We've just got the contract at Jumptown Football Club to do the hospitality there. And this year at Lakefest, I'm actually with the Red Devils, jumping in to the Festival Arena on the Saturday with the Red Devils, like strapped to army guys or whatever they are, you know, it's a
paratroopers.
Paratroopers, aren't they? Yeah. So these, I mean, that's very disrespectful. Actually, I should know that, shouldn't I? But these guys are legends. Mm. Apparently, you can see the flag they jump out with. You can see from 40 miles away.
Yeah.
And they're going to land on like a. You know, on a 2p piece in the Festival Arena. Apparently they can do that, providing all the conditions are correct. But that's pretty rock and roll, isn't it? And I was telling someone I was doing that, and I was just like, I don't know how this happened, really. You know, we've got Tom Jones. It's just outrageous. And it's
you're trying to top Tom Jones? Is that what this is for?
No, we can't. We can't. No. Well, Tom Jones actually will be very, very difficult to beat in terms of announcing next year.
Going forward,
because,
yeah.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I can't tell you. I've got a family connection with a very, very, very incredible, ticks all the boxes with Lakefest, and my mum speaks to this guy's nan on a monthly basis, and I actually didn't know he was related to me, but if we get this certain individual, it will be the biggest thing ever. So, and it works for Lakefest just perfect, and it's really, really exciting, because I think that can happen, and that would actually top Tom Jones. So fingers crossed.
Ooh.
That yeah, fingers crossed that, and it's on. So hopefully, I would never say that, cause anything can happen in the world, can't it? But it's looking very good, and it's very exciting. So
yeah, right. So yeah. Well, we'll wait and see about that one for next year. This year's lineup is fantastic. Lakefest, of course, 12th to 15th. It's funny how we all keep going, what's the date again? What is it? I mean, it's one of just a few festivals that are still going ahead, which is brilliant.
Yeah, we are. It's so sorry. It's very, very sad, because I know what these promoters and guys that organise these events go through. It's really hard work. I mean, it really is, and it's a big gamble. And there's so many obstacles in your way, you know, and you've got to get so much right, and there's just so much going on, and when and to put all that work in to have to cancel your event must be absolutely soul destroying. I mean, last year was a big kick in the teeth, but for to have to cancel 2 years for people,
yeah,
I have massive sympathy for them, and I know Nosstock postponed, cancelled, and I'd been speaking to Nos on the telephone, and I was trying to persuade him not to, because I you know, you love these. It's an amazing festival. It's my favourite. It's actually my favourite.
Yeah. And we've had some great pissed up times there.
We have. Yeah, we have. We've had super fun, haven't we? And I love that event. And it wasn't a selfish. I wasn't telling him not to cancel for me. I was just like,
it's good to support. It's all part of the community.
But, yeah, it is. And I felt so sorry for him, because he was really torn. And he, you know, it's a massive decision. Mm. And you love your crowd, and you want to do the best by them, don't you? So I'm 99.9% certain Lakefest will take place this year,
unless some major catastrophe happens. It's definitely on.
Yeah, it has been a roller coaster. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you'd have asked me in January, I'd have said no chance. But it's all gone in the right direction, hasn't it? And we've all played the game now, so it's there. I think we're coming to the end of this crisis, and yeah, it's going to be a great summer. I'm praying for the weather. It's been a good June, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, 2 years ago, keep wanting to say last year, of course.
I know.
We were sat around a campfire doing a virtual one last year, but, well, the weather wasn't too bad then, actually. But 2 years ago, yeah, the heavens opened. And I think I said to you at the time, this is the wettest there's ever been a festival in the Deer Park.
Yeah, well,
Big chill, all those years, never got that amount of rain.
Mark, that weekend, I think we were the only festival in the UK, I'm pretty certain, I'm confident I can say this, that didn't curtail or cancel or didn't shut down a stage.
I know,
but it's true. And we were the only one that carried on. And I think that shows the dedication. And all the people that do Lakefest, we all talk about it's built on love and all this stuff. But it genuinely is. Like, people have... They dedicate their lives to this thing. And... We managed to get that show on and keep it on without any drama, really, and the people were loving it. I mean, that was a really, really good show. I remember seeing kids like
there are some fantastic photographs.
There are, and I've got some videos on my phone of kids running, jumping, diving in mud, and sliding for about 20 meters, and parents joining in with them. I mean, it's just insane.
We actually gave away some tickets. The best photo was a bloke.
Oh yeah,
who just didn't care anymore. He was there with his beer, covered in mud, obviously been sliding on his chest, and it was just, I think it just captured everyone's feeling.
Totally bonkers, but bonkers is good, isn't it? And I think everyone, that day, James, the band, the lead singer, came down, what's his name,
Tim Booth. Yeah.
Yeah, he came down the hill in their coach, their tour bus, and he saw the state of the arena. And they never do a great set sit, they don't. James always do their new stuff. And he decided that they were going to do a greatest hits basically set, just because he wanted to say thank you for everyone for staying on the Sunday night, and that you could see what the place looked like. It was a complete mess. And they put on probably it's a difficult argument, and people ask me all the time, what's your favourite Lakefest band you've ever had, you know, and there's lots. I really like Gold Looking Chain. There's been loads over the years. I loved Embrace. I believe Brag was good. Some people don't like it, but you know, there's been some amazing shows. But James, for me, on that Sunday night, it made me cry when he did O Sit Down at the end. It was just like, wow, this is...
That would probably be my greatest moment, because I remember being in the pub with Mrs. Mark suggesting them, and then suddenly you announced it, was like, oh, yes!
Yeah.
And then I was half cut when they performed, and I kind of wish I'd been stone cold sober to enjoy it better. But yeah, that was the moment.
I think we always look at having the best acts back, but I think we'll definitely have James in a few years, because they were special, and they were really nice guys, and they're just perfect festival band, aren't they? Sing along, upbeat, amazing. They're amazing, and that was a real... That year was good, because we had the Kaiser Chiefs, didn't we, on the Friday. Happy Mondays on the Saturday, and then James, which is, you know, that's a perfect lineup, isn't it? If someone had told me that 9 years ago, you're going to put on a show with these bands, I'd have thought they were insane.
Yeah.
I thought you were bonkers. What have you been smoking, son? You know?
But it all went back. Who was, we're obviously not going to name anybody, but who was the most difficult band that you've had on the lineup and had to deal with backstage? Because there's a terrific story, and it's urban myth, about when Kanye West was doing the Big Chill, and I was
pink,
there.
Pink limo or something.
Well, see, this is it. There are so many different urban myths about it. I was there. He was half an hour late going on stage. The crowd are going, "Where are you? Where are you?" The rumour I've heard is he was screaming at the top of his voice, but possibly at Melvin Benn, I don't know who, but wanting chicken nuggets. He wouldn't go on stage without chicken nuggets, I'd heard. They hadn't delivered his McDonald's.
First world problems. I mean, what the hell?
He came in a helicopter, didn't he? I remember being there.
He did come in a helicopter. He came in.
I've seen Van Morrison leave a headline set in his helicopter from behind the stage before his band had finished playing.
Wow. Wow.
I'm done.
That's the way to do it.
But, yeah, who... Don't mention them, but just...
Do you know what? Everyone, I think that there was a particular band where the tour manager was a complete knob. And I remember I had to go down and speak to him, and he was very rude to me. He's like, "I think I'm from a different world from where you lot are from." And he sort of insinuated that we're a load of bumpkins, which he had a fair point. And he was incredibly rude to everyone and totally put everyone's backs up.
Yeah.
And there's no need to be like that. But honestly, we've had some weird rider requests. I know there's been some really strange rider requests over the years. And I think some of it's just there as a joke, actually. I think it's just we're rock and roll, we're fun. Well, on the whole, Mark, really, everyone that comes out, I think they can see what it's all about, and they don't. Everyone's cool. They are really cool. I mean, I've met some really cool bloke. You know, I met the John Power from Cast. I remember I had a whole afternoon hanging out with him, and he was just a really cool dude. And he's, you know, that's one of my favourite songs, Cast Walk Away. And they're all they're creative people, aren't they? They're nice. Yeah. Generally, they're creative by nature, but that, you know, that means they've got some, they're a bit needy sometimes, but
Well, they're also perfectionists, aren't they?
Because they are.
Eddie Van Halen, God rest his soul now, used to have on his rider, and everybody's heard about the M&Ms, but it was Van Halen that did it. They wanted all, I think, the brown ones taken out or something, or the blue ones taken out of a bowl of M&Ms placed, and it was on their rider. And it wasn't because they even liked M&Ms. He put it in there to see if the attention to detail was being sorted out backstage, so that he knew, therefore, if they'd actually done that, he could put the bowl to one side and know that the sound and the light setup was going to be right. If they cared that much about that at a venue, they cared about the rest of the kit for him.
Or they spent all their time messing around with the M&Ms and not...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got no lights.
So, listen, tickets are on sale right now for Lakefest 2021. Craig, you're very much in charge of the tickets. What's the prices? Let's put you on the spot now.
Ooh, oh, dear. This will show him up.
Here we go. Yeah. We just switched to the ticket tier, the final release.
So, just for context, I've been put on the spot as the digital supplier of Lakefest, and I can confirm that the tickets are now 160. It's the final release. There is only 3,000 left and counting.
Yeah,
we're nearly sold out.
Nearly sold out. So if you do need tickets, you need to get on it. We've released the optional upgrade of arriving on Wednesday night for the first time, haven't we, Lee?
Well, we've done that because the traffic management people at the council expressed concern over the number of cars on that road coming into the Deer Park. So, and actually, when you think about it, you've got 15,000 people, let's arguably two people per car, 7,500 cars coming on Thursday. That's a hell of a lot of caravans and cars on that road. So we're trying to encourage people, make holiday of it. At the end of the day, you're very lucky if you're going abroad, aren't you, this year?
Oh, hell yeah.
I think the vast majority of people are staying in the UK, they're spending their money in the UK, which is great for our economy, not so good for the airlines, and I have massive sympathy for those guys. But you know, it is beautiful at the Deer Park. It's stunning. And I think we're trying to encourage people really to come and have a staycation and make a holiday of it. You know, and take your bikes up the Malverns or walk up to
the obelisk.
Walk up to the obelisk. Yeah. You know, I actually, do you know what I've done? I walked to the Malverns a few weeks ago, bumped into to one of the employees from the East North Castle right at the other end at Worcester. It's about 13 miles. Took me about
2 days.
Yeah, I end up on my hands and knees. It's terrible. No, it's
hang on. You walked 13 miles.
Yeah, the
go on. You got a VIP truck that you move around the site, and you never walk anywhere.
I swear to God, I walked from the obelisk from Eastnor. Didn't pay to park. Apparently, they're putting Dave from Eastnor Castle. It's going to be a car park. You have to pay to park there. But no, we parked in Worcester. Sorry, at the other end. I don't know what it's called, but there's a name for this peak.
North Hill.
Is that right?
North Hill. Good, it's not knowledge. British Camp, is it? No,
no, British Camp's like, and then there's it's Worcestershire college, Beacon, yeah. And then there's the North Hill. Apparently, on
yeah. apparently,
he's just making it up. He's making
North
it up. He's making
it up. Enough, because it's the most northern peak of the Morven Hills.
Okay, well, I didn't jog it, but I got quite a lick on, to be honest. I did it. It was so funny. There's a photograph of me. My friend, I did it with four mates. So we drove there in Worcester, and then we walked all the way back. My car was waiting, and we just drove, picked up the other car, and did it. It was a massive achievement, but I remember I had a Tesco's carrier bag with my sandwiches and bait for the day and drink and things. And my mates got out of the car and they said, mate, what are you doing? You dress like Richard Ashcroft. You got your clubbing gear on. What are you doing? You can't walk the Malverns in that. And the other day...
Were you wearing your Crocs again?
No, I didn't do any Crocs. But the other day I climbed Snowdon because I just fancied a challenge, which was... And I bumped into David, the guy that runs the estate for East Hill Castle at the top.
Well, there as well?
Yeah, at Snowdon, right? About 20 minutes from the top. And I was blowing. Mm. I was struggling, to be honest. It's quite an ordeal. I did it in shorts and T-shirt, and it was freezing at the top. Anyway, it was a sunny day, luckily. So, but you get up to a certain level and the visibility goes.
Yeah,
and it gets really cold. I thought my fingers were going to drop off. Anyway, I bumped into Dave from East Hill Castle, and we caught eye with each other. I sort of looked up, and I was breathing really heavily, thinking, God, just get through this. And I just caught eye with him, and I was like, not in context. And he looked at me, and he just went, you're never going to make it up there. And I was really glad to stop and have a chat with him. And his children, I don't know how old they are, but they're young. Mm. They did it. So it just get, you know, you just thought, wow, if they can do it without moaning. I think he was sort of bribing them with sweets, you know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
But they, anyway, that was a good achievement for me. And I actually drove to Wales, climbed Snowdon, drove back, and then went to the gym. So.
Oh, you're just showing off now, aren't you?
Wow.
I did. True.
What did you do for the remainder of the week?
No, and then I drove back to Wales.
Slept.
No, and then I drove back to Wales because I fancied having a holiday in the UK, which was, I went to a place called Aberaeron.
They've got a beautiful beach there, haven't they? Yeah.
Newquay, which I'd never been to, saw dolphins. I think we had a holiday in Wales when I was a child, and the place was flea ridden and it rained all week, and we were stuck, and it was an absolute terrible holiday. And I don't know where it was. I think it was Aberdovey.
Aberdovey. Right, yeah.
Right, anyway, it was a disaster. And I remember my parents said, we're never going to Wales again, and we always have gone to Cornwall and Devon. Mm. And I know those parts of the UK really well. So I just, and it was very expensive this year to go. I don't know if you've looked at going abroad or going away, going to Cornwall or Devon.
No.
It's massively, I mean, it's so expensive, it's frightening. So I thought we'd just try out Wales, which I haven't really explored, but Snowdon was so nice and Snowdonia was so beautiful. And I went to the West Wales and it was absolutely stunning. Mm. It was beautiful and the people there were so friendly, and it was a really nice time. And I think there's a lot to be said for staying in the UK, actually.
Yeah. Well, we did a little mini stay at Pembrokeshire last September last year. Beautiful, beautiful beaches. Yeah. Barracombe Bay, at one time, was in the top 10 beaches in the world down there.
Wow.
And you have to park ages away and then walk, you know, to get to it, but it's still full.
I just think it's easy to forget what we've got on our doorstep. Mm. I've been fortunate enough to travel all over the world, but we live in a very beautiful place. Yeah. When it's not pissing down with rain.
When it's not a rainy little island, that's right, yeah.
Craig famously got banned from Vegas.
Oh, come on, let's have that story.
Did,
come on.
No, you did.
Come on, we've all done true. Vegas. Come on in.
We're round off with this. A few years ago now, shouldn't be saying this, but we went to Vegas and, like, with a couple of my friends, obviously early 20s, no, late 20s probably, so you should have known better. But it was my birthday, and we were obviously going to run amok. But we ended up in this apartment with partying with some bankers from New York in the Bellagio Hotel. Mm. Anyway, we find ourselves on the roof, which the door wasn't even locked. So we're on the roof, having a great time, standing on the edge of the Bellagio Tower. And then, you know, cut to 2 minutes later, we're all being escorted out and then by armed guards, and then
banned.
Sat in a room, been told off. They didn't call the police, and thankfully we got away. But we got issued with a banning order for pretty much all of the hotels in Vegas.
Well, they're all owned by MGM anyway. Yeah. So yeah,
well, the one, MGM list.
Well, yeah. And they're all made from like polystyrene. It's all fake. Like,
yeah, the worrying thing is we were stood on this edge, and it turned out to be obviously not like masonry, but basically polystyrene.
But you're a stuntman, so you would have flipped a couple of times, landed
on
your feet.
Like a cat, land on my feet, walk away. But, you know, that was... I mean, it's an incredible memory. We've got an amazing photo.
Well, you don't mind me. I got thrown out of a club for puking up everywhere. Sir, I think it's time you left. You're absolutely right.
We've all done stupid things, haven't we? But that's, like, that's how memories are made. And the moral of the story is, go to the safety of the deer park on Wednesday night for Lakefest.
Don't go to Vegas. Go to Lakefest. But please don't behave badly. Because it's a family festival. We want everyone to have a good time, don't we? Lots of stuff as well for the kids. I haven't mentioned the kids. Because of all the festivals out there, Lakefest is one of the biggest ones for the kids in trolleys. So you know you're safe with your family there.
Yeah,
as long as you don't trip over them.
Yeah, don't talk about the trolleys. It's a bugbear of mine, actually. It's funny you thought that. Craig just looked at me and...
Should we cut there?
No, it's hilarious. We buy trolleys. One year, we've always had a third party come in. Yeah. I can't remember his name. Lovely, lovely man. Very well spoken. Absolute joy to be around. He used to come in, rent the trolleys out. And one year... something happened. He had an altercation with someone. And he decided he's not coming back. Mm. So I thought, everyone that comes to Lakefest got their trolleys now. We don't need that service. People have bought them, whatever. Anyway, no, you need to get trolleys. So I think I bought 15 trolleys and 5 and pre-sold them. So it was all fine. Anyway, when we gave them out, this happened 2 years on the trot as well. When we gave them out, no deposits were taken. So none of them got returned. Oh, fact, no. I think three got returned.
But didn't we did pre-orders on the website, didn't we?
Yeah. We could have contacted them, sure, but I thought it just looked, it's our fault we didn't take the deposit. The things were left in the field, basically, apparently. So yeah, so we're not buying. I think you put something out to say, can you bring your own trolley? Because they're actually very good assets to have. I've got one for my garden.
Right.
What, just for wheeling stuff around? Quite useful, aren't they?
What, the old tins, you know, from the bottom of the garden by the barbecue back to the bins?
No, it's all the cash she's got.
Craig, can you stop it? Craig, I'm...
I can't see you with pot plants.
No, mate, well, I don't really like... I like burning things at the bottom of the garden. No, actually, rewind that bit. I'm a keen gardener.
Yeah.
Right, move on quickly.
Well, listen, it's going to be terrific. 12th to 15th of August, Lakefest 2021. Get your tickets right now at lakefest.co.uk. And we'll all have composed ourselves in time.
It's always a pleasure coming here. I love coming to Hereford.
I'm glad we have fun, you know. And this year, I'm going to be there on the Wednesday, all right? So I'm going to help anything you need on site, you know, putting lights up and things, screwing light bulbs in. That's one of the bugbears, isn't it? Putting the light bulbs in.
It's something like, I don't know, it's like 5 or 6 kilometres of festoon lighting this year.
Which looks terrific.
It looks beautiful at night.
It gives it that.
Yeah, it does.
Look.
It does. It's going to be a stunning event, and we're. It's grown. It has grown, but it's very important we keep that intimacy. But we've stopped because of Tom Jones, and because a lot of festivals are cancelled, and because of where we are in the world, and people need to get out. And we are enthusiastic animals, and we love one another, don't we? We want to get out there and have fun again. So I think because of that, we have sold a lot of tickets, and we're licensed to 15,000 people, and I think we'll probably get that number of people there.
But there's still incremental growth, isn't it? It's not.
We'll retain. I'm sure it'll retain all the loveliness that's always been there. It'd just be a little bit busier. We're putting a lot more bars in, and you know, I think we're going to 300 toilets this year, which is you know, that's a lot of toilets. And it's just scaling up, isn't it, to make it more as comfortable and as safe for everyone that you can, and just making it a beautiful event. Which it will be. I'm really excited. I do hope we get the weather, because it really does make a difference. And people don't like talking about it, but it can. It really is hard work when it's cold, wet, and windy.
Down the straw. That's it.
You want it to be sunny, really.
Yeah.
But April and May were particularly bad this year. I don't know what wasn't it. The weather was bad.
Well, there's only a certain amount of rain that's in the sky, only a certain amount of water that's in the oceans. So it's got to fall at some point over a 12-month period. So if it's gone.
Yeah, let's hope
then so. It should be by rights, you know, dry and bright in August. Let's hope so.
Yeah, let's hope so. You've not got a weatherman. You've not got a weatherman on board in here. We can ask him. We can interrogate him now.
I've given up on all the apps. They're all rubbish. They change hour to hour.
Yeah. You've got to use the Met Office one. All the other ones are useless.
I must say they do tend to. I was looking. I'm a big cricket fan, and I was going to a Worcestershire game the other day. They're playing Yorkshire, and it said there was going to be rain at 2 o'clock on that day, and it was pretty bang. I must say I was shocked because I thought they actually know what they. It appeared to me they knew what they were doing, but I don't know. I'm not one that looks at the weather or reads the news. But really, I sort of like to see what.
We'll have to do a dance,
We'll do a sun dance.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got a lovely little dress that you can wear, haven't you, Craig? To do a
I'm sun. Not putting that on again. For you,
not again. No.
We'll wrap it there. Listen, thank you, Lee Martin and Craig Teague from Lakefest. Get your tickets. Go to lakefest.co.uk. Get them while they're hot before they sell out. And that was another Sunshine Radio podcast. Thanks for joining us, lads.
Thanks very much.
See you all in the deer park.